Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Kim McMurray. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I think you're still probably glowing a little bit from your recent night with Champions, and what a success that was. I read $99,000
raised. Yeah, for the second year in a row, we can. It's really funny. I actually had a donor call me the next day asking about the success, and Taylor Phelps and I were actually up at the office going through the event and processing it, and you know how coaches watch tape after a win or a loss. We were kind of watching the tape metaphorically, and they called and they said, how close are we? And I said, well, I think we're about just under 99.4, which is about $150 more than last year. And they said, well, I'm going to write you a $600 check. And I actually said, you know, I don't want you to do that because I want us to have a stretch goal for next year so we get this thing bigger and better. And that we have, with our Lion Champions Fund drive in full gear, they allocated that donation to that. So what it is, and when we started this event, I'm even embarrassed to admit this. I said, well, hopefully, you know, it was coming off the national championship year in football, obviously, but now it's become a broader scope because we've had such success, 9 NCAA appearances, championship appearances last year, on track to surpass that by at least one, I believe, this year, and hopefully a couple more. But we had to continue to build out our infrastructure, and there's nothing more competitive than being able to offer a recruit at this level the opportunity to go to summer school for progress toward degree, you know, for them being able to be here and train on their own with their teammates. And so we've started for the fall sports that start right away, the court sports, volleyball, men's and women's basketball, football. We started that initiative, and those coaches have been very, very committed to helping us raise those funds. Ultimately, we may be able to expand that more, but we've got to be able to take, you know, we got to be able to take care of the ones that need it in the summer. And we've also expanded our sports nutrition, sport performance area, and that affects every student athlete. Mm-hmm. You know, with the training after performance, you know, I think we've been on here. You don't want them going down to the dollar menu and ordering, you know, something off of that after they've had a 6 a.m. workout. So now we have nutritional shakes and Gatorade and things like that. So this initiative with the partnership with Sodexo allows us to put every single proceed from that event into investing in those things. So it's an in-out account. It's gifts that come in, and we're able to do two things that not a lot of schools at our level are doing.
Including the summer school.
The summer school and the nutrition pieces are the two things that aren't happening everywhere.
Right. So you were over 99,000. You had a chance. You could have gone to 100,000, but you want to leave that for next year.
We got to have a stretch goal. You know, and I know you've been in the field house where we have our community service board.
Right.
Last year, our student athletes did 4,989 hours of community service, and a couple of them came to me and said, "We'll go do 6 hours of community service each." And I said, "Good. We'll put it toward next year so we can get over that 5. You always have to be stretching your goals.
Yeah, that's great philosophy. We're talking with A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray. Well, in the time we have remaining, let's talk a little bit about current sports. Softball is doing great as we speak. Number 2 in the region, number 8 nationally. They got off to what seemed to be a little bit of a slow start in the conference. They lost a series at A&M Kingsville, but it turns out they have a great team, and they're number 1 in the region. And ever since then, they've been on fire. So they're having a great season.
Yeah, after we went down there early, like you said, we kind of did a double take and said, wow, you know, because at the time we went down there, we were number 2 in the country. Now, the great thing about being, as we sit here and talk, number 2 in the region, the top 2 teams in the region host a regional. So if we stay number 2, which with our strength of schedule and the postseason tournament upon us and having clinched a spot in that, I think there's a tremendous opportunity that for the first time in school history, we'll see NCAA postseason softball mm-hmm. at Kane Field. And so what happens is, it's a little bit different than basketball in terms of the 18 top 2 teams go, but they go to 2 different sites. So the number 1 seed in each region, as if the playoffs started today, the NCAA postseason started today, Kingsville would be the 1 seed, and they would host number 4, number 5, and number 8 on their home site. As the 2 seed, if it's us, we would host the number 3, number 6, and number 7 teams in the region. Mm-hmm. And then those two, you know, so that's what happened last year. We went to Mesa. They were the 2, or let me get this right. Mesa, I believe, was the 1 seed. We went as the, you know, in the 4, 5, 8 bracket. So we beat Mesa. So then that's why we went to Angelo. They were the two for the Super Regional. So the top two seeds they attempt to protect by giving them home site. And it's just a tremendous feel to be even talking about that in year five of softball.
Right. One thing about softball, a couple of things, and we're almost out of time, so not much time to talk about this, but just some observations. One, those girls are tremendous students I've had in my
class. Yeah, thank you. I tell you, them and volleyball have a little head-to-head because they want that team GPA award at the Luckies.
Well, they are fantastic. Both of them are fantastic. Yeah. And you're so fortunate. Again, we're out of time, but I see Division I softball games on ESPN. They're playing on dirt field still, and you're really fortunate to have that artificial turf field, and you don't have to worry so much about the weather.
Yeah, I commend Alicia Curran and my predecessor Ryan Ivey and certainly obviously Coach Brewster when the hard hat lunch pail building the program came into play. They really did it right, and it's very easy to value engineer things as you're trying to get something over the finish line, as we know. But they did it right. So kudos, certainly best in class facility.
It's a great facility. Tim, wish we had more time, but that's a lot for today. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Anytime, John Mark. Thanks for having me.
Tim McMurray, A&M Commerce Athletic Director. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.